have a competition. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
Now let's blow some up.
Now, say my name. Johnny B, how much there is to see? Just open your
eyes and listen to me. Bunch of slap-jawed f***s around here. This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
I can't see without a glass.
I'll give you some Johnny.
He's
dead!
Why would God let this happen?
Oh,
poor baby.
Alright, guys, let's finish the blues riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Now, it's Johnny B on 102.5 The Bone.
Here we go!
We are back to Johnny B Show. It's live radio. It's not a replay. It's not a best of. Saturday night, September 3rd, almost September 4th. This show will not end until September 4th at 2 o'clock in the morning. You are tuned in. We really appreciate it. Twitter is still blowing up. We love you guys for it. If you're not following us, you should be following us. I'm a pretty good Twitter follow. I like to tweet things that could get me fired all the time. At Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at On a Hummel Radio, at Scrum Ryan Radio, and a guy that tweets out pictures of his wiener all the time, that is at Creeper Chavez. Yeah. And goats. Yeah, he's doing it right now, as a matter of fact.
I'm really excited for this.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, scared but excited.
Somebody emailed me, I want to say 30 minutes before the show.
They were anonymous?
Yeah, I can tell you exactly how long ago they emailed me.
You know it's not about you, Anna, because you weren't even in the studio.
2 hours ago.
You never know.
2 hours ago.
Okay.
Would you like to hear what this email said?
Absolutely.
Go for it.
It's disturbing. It says here, it's from anonymous. They did not want to be pointed out. But I see the email address. I'm not going to say what it is, but it may be somebody important. I'm just saying. It says here, Creeper Chavez. This is the subject.
Oh, jeez.
Creeper Chavez is eating at your computer. The message, short but sweet, says, he's sloppily, all caps, eating what appears to be a submarine sandwich and not wiping his fingers before using the keyboard.
Ugh.
And then it says, thank you. What says you, dirty fingers?
But did you notice at the end of eating that said sandwich, I utilized one of those Clorox wet wipes and wiped down around that area.
You really got to proofread your words before you start saying them.
And cleaned up that submarine sandwich.
So many R's.
So, yeah.
Well, just so you know, people are watching you, Isaiah.
Private eyes.
Yes, they're watching you, and they saw you tearing into the sandwich like a savage to the point that they couldn't even recognize whether it was a sandwich or not.
Well, I'm sorry that
you were going all Linda Lovelace on that public sub.
I thought about my girlfriend. I was like, "Oh my God, that is
She's
delicious!"
She's your girlfriend. Wait a minute, day two.
Hold on, there's something about her that resembles a submarine sandwich.
Oh God!
Hold on, you've been on two dates with this girl.
Yes,
and she's your girlfriend now.
Well,
you're a goddamn nerd, dude. Seriously, you can't just pull the GF like that fast. You can't give that to them. They have to earn that title, man.
Does she know, or you're just claiming that title?
Well, everyone's been saying that she's my woman, so I guess.
Who is everyone?
Yes, who's these people?
Her family, my family, and
what the hell is going on? You got family involved?
I dated a guy for a year. No. I never met his family.
What a dork! I don't want to meet him. What if they're all like him? All of them? They just walk around like, oh, come here real quick. I got some things to say. Oh, that's great, dude. And live happily ever after. Did she let you bang her out, dude?
I was just about to ask.
Yes, actually.
Yeah. Second date.
On date two?
Yep. Come on, have
Do you
some
think
respect.
That, is that a little slutty or no?
No. It was actually amazing.
102, five to bone. Who's this?
He is Creeper's lying.
Yeah.
Could you please add that it was just before the show?
Oh, man. You can't drop the F-bomb, bro.
Wow. I guess we know who sent you that email.
Yeah, that phone call is going fine.
Yeah.
Totally. Nope. Yeah, it's real raw Whoopsie. Radio, but we still have FCC regulations. Real fast before we go to break, we promised you this. Jameson Johnny Show. It's something we put together way over a year ago where we take clips of Jameis Winston's latest press conferences and we use a little editing process and make it sound like him and I are BFFs, which we really should be, honestly. I mean, an up-and-coming rising star in the radio industry and a rising star in the professional football. I mean, why wouldn't we be BFFs, right?
Of course.
Well, we every week we put ourselves in certain scenarios and hijinks and try to keep it topical. Exactly 1 year ago today, we pulled the Jameson Johnny Show called Jameson Johnny Make the Cut, and we have that for you here. Please enjoy.
It's Jameis and Johnny. One's famous, one's funny. Jameis and Johnny. The Jameis and Johnny Show. The Jameis and Johnny Show.
This week on the Jameis and Johnny Show, Jameis makes the cut.
Here we go, man. You made it, Jameis. I mean, like anybody doubted you, but here we are in a locker room full of Tampa Bay studs, 53 of you and one of me. I'm pretty excited. How about you, pal?
It's amazing.
Are you going to miss some of the guys that got cut? I mean, Daquan Bowers?
You know, I really don't focus on that.
What about Connor Barth? I mean, the guy came back to be the kicker after he was the kicker, and then like a few days later, he's not the kicker. That kind of sucks, right?
You talk so much.
Nah, your mama. No, seriously, though. I mean, local guy Leonard Johnson got cut. I mean, Michael Kanan, the guy was like a Pro Bowl punter. He is gone, dude. That doesn't affect you a little bit.
All eyes on me.
Easy, Tupac. Don't start busting a freestyle out so soon.
Well, you know, I'm just extremely excited.
I'm excited, too, man. We are going to the Super Bowl. You better get your nose in that playbook and get to studying.
Studying is always good.
You're absolutely right. Studying is good. Look, man, if you want to be great like Vincent Jackson, then you're going to have to play like Vincent Jackson. That guy's like Superman.
Anyway, I can steal someone else's superpower. I'm going to take it.
All right, settle down, Lex Luthor. I don't think that's how it works. You just have to focus. All right, so who do you want to play like?
Vincent Jackson.
Say it again.
Vincent Jackson.
I can't hear you.
Vincent Jackson.
What's Tupac say?
All eyes on me.
What are you?
I'm a professional athlete.
Are you nervous?
I'm never nervous.
You're damn right you're never nervous. And who are you going to take to dinner for a steak tonight?
Vincent Jackson.
Wait, what? Seriously? Son of a bitch. Well, guess it's McDonald's for me again. There you have it. 1 year ago.
Yep. Tune in next week for another exciting episode of the Jameis and Johnny Show. Kind of cool that we can say we've been doing this for a year. That's pretty cool.
I mean, that's a long time to be on the radio in general.
Yeah.
We'll have a brand new one next week. It'll be the eve of game number one against the Atlanta Falcons.
So excited.
I'm so stoked I can't stand it.
Yeah. You know the Bucks are 3-point underdogs.
Good.
Yep.
Good. We're going to tear a hole through the Atlanta Falcons. I hope they're... Oh, get ready, you stupid Falcon fans. Let's take a break when we come back. Speaking of the Bucks, we have some news. 53-man roster was announced today. Not a lot of surprises, but a couple. We'll give you a quick rundown of the notables that did get cut, and we'll give you a little bit more news on the front from the from One Buck Place when we give you the Scrum Sports Bucks Report when we come back. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Lots of show to go. It's the Johnny B Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. It's real. It's raw. It's radio.
Some people would say he's totes adorbs. Most people just call him a fat piece of s***. It's Johnny B.
on 102.5 The Bone.
Welcome back to Johnny B Show. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Brian Matthews, that guy is funny. I just retweeted a picture he did of Isaiah. It's supposed to be food on his face, but it looks like something really, really different on his face, if you know what I'm saying, ladies.
Yup.
We have a lot of show coming up, guys. We're going to roll all the way into the wee hours of Sunday morning. If you're here with us, thank you so much for being with us. If you've been here since the beginning of the show, you're die-harders, and we love that a lot. Try to stay awake. Throw some coffee in your face. We're going to be here until 2 o'clock in the morning. So we're still monitoring Twitter, as I just stated, at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at Squirm Ryan Radio, at Anna Hummel Radio, at Creeper Chavez. Still to come up tonight, a lot of things. Profound Faults with Tammy. Google Girl with Anna. What the hell news? Let me sell that flashback. Somebody was telling me about one of the Let Me Sell That's we did a few weeks ago that they really, 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 really loved. And I said, you know what? We'll flash it back tonight for you. Since I'm going to be pressed on prep time anyway, sometimes it's good to treat it like leftover pizza, like Jeremy said earlier. Somebody said earlier. Dominic Fabiscus said it earlier. Yes. And later in the show, we're going to be flipping the format of this entire radio station like we do pretty much every single Saturday. It's stupid. It's nonsensical, but people love it. In the meantime, we promised the folks we have to give you a little bit of some of this right here. Hada, hada, and yapa. It is the Scrum Sports Podcast Buccaneer Report right here on the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone. Scrum Sports, official partners of the Johnny B Show. Find them, the Scrum Sports Podcast, at thescrumsports.com. And, of course, search iTunes and Stitcher and all the places that you enjoy your fine podcasting, like the Sex I'm Not Having podcast and the Crowded Table podcast. And coming soon to a podcast for, a place near you, Johnny B Show Uncensored.
Oh, yes, it's going to happen.
Yes.
In the meantime, something else that happened this week. The Bucks have trimmed their roster to 53. No real surprises. Some of them were because, like, for example, Kenny Bell was cut, but he's injured.
Yeah, he had a concussion, right?
Yeah.
How do you get a concussion with a 6-foot-tall afro?
You know what? I don't know.
It's weird.
I asked myself that, too, yeah.
I was rooting for Kenny Bell. I mean,
I was too.
A wonderful last name.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the only thing I liked about him. Keep going.
No. Okay. The sixth-round draft pick, the guy that they drafted, he was a fullback in college. They wanted him as a tight end, Danny Vitale.
Yeah.
Or Vitale, I think.
Vitale.
Yep, they waived him. Rookie running backs Peyton Barber and Russell Hansborough were some of the more notable names.
Now, I noticed they kept a lot of tight ends.
They did.
Which
yes.
is weird to me, which I don't want to speculate. But when I saw the number of tight ends that they kept, I thought maybe.
Kept them all.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They may try to ship out old Safarian Jenkins in a trade.
Well, the first depth chart that was released a week after camp started had Cameron Brate at number one on the depth chart for tight ends. So
yeah.
And the kid impressed last year. Safarian, I know Jenkins was injured most of the year, but you know, it's.
I just think I saw another report. It was one of the sports writers had a report saying Safarian Jenkins says that he's grown up a lot over training camp and that he was acting foolishly. It sounds to me like a headline you need before you sell something.
But did you see how Austin Safarian Jenkins acted in the last game?
No.
When he walked off the field, took his helmet off very angrily and was shouting something at what's-his-face, Griffin, our third-string quarterback?
Ryan Griffin.
Ryan Griffin, yeah. It was like yelling at him as he was walking off the field.
That's not smart.
No.
No.
You're hanging on to your starting job, let alone a place on the roster. You don't need to be doing that.
We need to trade him.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Are you saying tight end?
Tight end. Like they have a tight end.
Yes.
I could gather that.
Have you seen a professional football player in their pants?
Yes.
That's nice, right?
I mean, it depends on the player.
Right.
Some players I'm like, ugh.
Really?
Can you get a bigger size, please?
Yeah.
Other players I'm like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Anyway.
You didn't answer my question. What is a tight end?
It's a lineman that is also an eligible receiver. And sometimes you have a tight end that's more of a pass catcher. Sometimes you have a tight end that's more of a run blocker and a pass protector. But they're basically a hybrid between an offensive lineman and a wide receiver.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as we all know, as we're getting very, very excited for the Buccaneers Week 1 game, when it all matters.
I'm so giddy right now.
It is September 11th, the 15-year anniversary, by the way.
Never forget.
Of September 11th.
Yeah.
It'll be kickoff 1 o'clock in Atlanta against those damned Falcons.
Oh, man, I love it. The only thing that's going to make me sad is my man Matt Hornblasters. He has outfitted the Georgia Dome with big giant train horns. Mm. So I guess when they score, it'll be like their version of Fire the Cannons. It'll be Fire the Train Horns.
Yeah.
He's also going to be putting train horns in the new Falcons Stadium. So, I'm not mad at him. He's making money. He is a businessman. He is smart. But it'll hurt my heart if they score on us and I hear the sexy horn blaster horns go off. I'll be like, you don't play my friend's horns my Bucks.
What if we don't hear them at all, Johnny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We did mention earlier that I'll give you guys some upset alerts for the NCAA football.
Yes,
first
I'm
week.
Interested. Absolutely.
All right. So the upsets of the evening, TCU, 13th ranked, is barely holding on against South Dakota State halfway through the fourth quarter. 52-41 is the score there. Houston upset number 3 Oklahoma, 33-23. 15th ranked American Conference Houston beat a Big 12 team. Probably the biggest upset just because of the seeding. Unranked Wisconsin beat number 5 LSU, 16-14. And let's see. I think that's Texas A&M unranked beat 16th ranked UCLA, 31-24.
Huh.
Those are your upsets of the evening.
Huh. Yeah, number 5 and number 3 went down today.
Yes, sir.
Which is pretty cool stuff. College football, I'm excited about it. Did you say the USF score?
56-20.
Over Towson?
Yeah.
I don't like that we allowed 20 points. Come on, Taggart. Let's get it together, buddy. Congrats. USF starts off 1-0. Who is their opponent next week? Do we know? I know we have Florida State coming in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm excited about watching Florida State Monday night, BDRS. Mm-hmm. All the shows will be in replay for Labor Day, and I get to sit at home and eat barbecue and watch the FSU play Ole Miss, I believe, Monday night. It's really, really exciting. I'm excited about it. How about you, Anna?
Sports are neat.
I know, right?
Next week, 7 p.m. kickoff versus Northern Illinois.
There you go.
Can't wait for the tight ends to play.
Yeah, they have tight ends.
I like the tight ends.
I know you do. They're really, really nice.
Yeah.
I like girls that are wide receivers.
Oh, boy.
I can tell.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be the center?
I don't. Yes.
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 I mean, I may guard you before someone tackles you.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
But you're not going to tackle me.
If you get on my nerves.
Unless there's like a consent form or something.
If you start getting on my nerves, I'll kick her.
Okay. But I'll be wearing protection.
Oh, absolutely. You should. All the time. You can get a crotch concussion. It's a real thing.
I think you're right.
Uh-huh. Will Smith did a movie about it. Mm. Let's take a break. When we come back, Tammy has been spotted downstairs.
I saw her walking around.
I had one of the...
Shuffling her feet.
one of my
pick your feet up, Tammy.
One of my buddies from 97X said, "Hey, there's a crazy Asian lady downstairs. She says that she's a member of your show. She thinks she's a member
Tammy,
of
she's
yeah.
Pump the brakes, Tammy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She cray.
Not that fast. She's like the Asian older woman Mascot. Version of Ryan Hoppe. By the way, happy birthday, Ryan Hoppe. If you're out there listening. It is his birthday. I put a message on his Facebook wall. It said, happy 14th birthday, Ryan Hoppe.
That's a big 14-year-old.
It's his brain.
Is that Zane at 14 just 2 years ago?
No. When we come back, we will have Tammy in here. We have profound thoughts with Tammy. Last week, she gave us her take on Zika and a lot of other, the Olympics and a lot of things. No telling what she has on her crazy mind. You will get profound thoughts with Tammy when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Johnny B Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.